And if you know anything about companies and things, like, normally, if you find the right company, and with the time that you guys are, when it's successful, it becomes part of your DNA. It's like you meet guys who joined IBM in the early days. They're IBM people, even if they leave IBM. Do you know what I mean? And we believe that everyone can succeed given the right opportunities and support. And that's on the basis of, I don't believe that the UK economy is designed for people. I think that, and the reason the whole Brexit and all those things is because underlying the economy, and it's not just the UK, is the top people have done very well because asset prices have gone crazy. The poor are always poor. They always get shit on. They don't expect a life to be cool. All right, so there's a third or so of the population. Everyone else who are working and have businesses and all that sort of stuff, the last 30 years have been hard for them. They thought it looked good, but actually they find that their property has gone up by 200%, but they have less money. Got it? And so what happens is systems like ours are normally designed for only a small amount of people. And so DAXI is designed so everyone can win. And this is why we've stuffed around with these 1,000 coin offers and all this sort of stuff, because we want to have a situation where literally anyone can join and we know that they can succeed. Because we will have the things, so we will have the opportunities presented for them, the right opportunities for the public, presented to them in the right way, supported in the right way. Okay? So that's fundamental. That's why we talk of the vision of DAXI is we help everyone succeed with crowd finance. Okay? So for me, that's me going in May 2017 to the world's first ICO conference, Token Summit it's called. And for us, you need to know is that investors either fall into financial institutions or the public. Financial institutions or the public. And when it comes to the public, they're either traders who make income buying and selling, whether it's selling foreign exchange, whether in foreign exchange or shares, that's what they do. They're a small percentage, but these guys dominate crypto today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everything is designed for them. And for us, our focus has always been these guys. Okay? Because what happened is that I saw the initial graphs for crypto. These are the initial exchanges for crypto. And I knew that retail investors wouldn't touch them. Can you imagine turning around to people and going, and this is a great, great website, exchange for a trader. This is a trader exchange, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's doing Bitcoin or US dollar, whether you're trading the euro or the yen or the Bitcoin or the Ethereum. It's always the same. It's dark because these guys live in the dark. And it's all these graphs.
I know, they're sitting there.
And they think it's a really big market until the big boys come in and the big boys think of it like idiots. And these guys spend their life, companies turning around selling the world that they should get into trading. And the people, they sell special software programs to get into trading, foreign exchange trading, crypto trading, blah, 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 blah. And 98%, probably 99% of everyone who gets involved with this loses their money. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're day trading shares or foreign exchange, it's always the same. And I know that I used to be a professional. So we said, hey, it's going to be different. So in 2017, we decided to do that. So this was the original crew in 2017. That's me. So that's me. That's my wife, Vicky, who's a lot of the marketing brains. That's Tim. That's Andrea. You will hear of Andrea. Andrea looks after the global leadership team. She organizes us. Issa is a Singaporean who does... He sort of works part-time for us. He is the world's expert on community software. He literally is the world expert in community software. He's a good mate of ours. So these are some of the biggest marketing companies that we used, and then so we created that. So there's Tim and me. So we created DAXI, stands for Digital Asset Community Exchange International. Okay,
my wife's good at creating those sort of things, but didn't come on me.
And we just said, hey, that's probably what the public need. If they want to have an exchange, what is the simplest, easiest way that will work on a website but also work on a mobile phone app? So that's why we came up with that design. Looking at, so we have all sorts of new designs as far as communities and things to make it easier for people to actually use it. And so as I said, you know this graph here, so what happened was that there was this boom, 2017, the market started to go up, and this was me in May, I turned around and said, hey, some things have really changed in the crypto market, and then we had this growth, so we launched based on, this was, you know, I started DAXI, this is July 2017, and the market went down, and everyone went, oh, you missed it, you idiot, don't start DAXI, you missed the marketplace. And, you know, the real changes happened there, and this was crazy. You know, this was the market had gone up by a whole lot, and, you know, this is, you know, suddenly Ethereum went up, just boomed. Everyone went, holy crap, what's happening here? But I was actually looking at this. This is CoinMarketCap. If you don't, you need to go on CoinMarketCap. Everyone knows CoinMarketCap. Okay. So CoinMarketCap is the number one website for anything crypto. Okay. It's the most used thing. It's the best place to get graphs and stuff. And what I noticed was not the price, it was the volume on exchanges. The volume on exchanges went up by 50 times. From here, look. And it suddenly went crazy. And the reason why I liked exchanges is because there's a saying which said, if there's a gold rush, be the person selling shovels. Mm-hmm. Not looking for gold. Mm. And there's a reason why DAXI is a platform and not, oh, we've got the coin that's going to change logistics. Okay. And so we had that crazy spike. Remember I said it went up and down and up and down, and that's where I sold there. As I said, not because of anything genius as far as I'm concerned, but it just peaked, and everyone thought it was going to go up in sort of February, March, April 2018, everyone thought it was going to go up. We went, okay, the way to do this is a big team of digital marketers, social media, Google Analytics, all this sort of stuff. So we built a huge crowd of people. That's all these staff that we used to have. Okay, well, these are all digital marketing specialists. I don't know who that good looking guy.
It's a very unhappy bed.
No, that's my tough look. So that's my wife, Vicky. But the only problem is the market went down, and suddenly the idea of using digital marketing was actually a stupid. The whole idea is that to acquire customers, instead of the world looking for you, suddenly you had to go and find them. So it was too expensive. So as a marketing idea, it was crazy. So I got rid of, and the market went down, and everyone said, okay, eventually it hit a floor, and the big question is, when was it going to go up? And so we had the story of what was going to go up, so we changed what we were doing, and that's what we ended up with in New Zealand. We actually have now 12 staff, okay? We have one in Singapore. We have a team in Latin America, a tech team in Latin America, and then these guys. So this was Christmas last year, and so as I said, there's Tim, that's my wife. So she looks after marketing communications. She's really good at that. Okay, that's Andrea, as I said. So you may get emails from her because she looks after leadership. So her job is to specially look after the key people who do things. That's Andrea. That's India. So she's my daughter. So she's worked for the company now for 2 years. She is moving to the UK, probably in September, hopefully in September, where she will permanently live in the UK and look after Daxi. So her real skill is marketing support and all this sort of stuff. So all the marketing support things you do come from her. As I said, Amit is our Bollywood movie star. Okay, he actually was a model things, and he's our marketing automation guy. And Shruti, you never hear from Shruti, but she is a genius, this girl. She does all of the allocations. She's the money person. And so in New Zealand, the numbers of people in New Zealand is about to go up by 3 people, because we're just going to add some more people there. We're adding some more people in Brazil. Okay, I told you where they are. We have this whole tech team there who are, you will hear about them. Tim and I go to Sydney in a couple of weeks to open the office with Daxi in Sydney, and the office in the UK will be in Oxford. So, as I said, Indy's going to start all that up. So what we had to do was we had to look at it, rather than going digital, we knew we had to go direct. So we have a direct approach where people get people face-to-face, so an affiliate system. And what you do is you back that up with digital. So that's Amit's key job. And in Australia, I already knew this guy. So this guy, his name is Andrew Scolari. His name is Squid, okay? And Squid, some of you have been on webinars with Squid, okay? And I love Squid, not because he's very strategic or anything like that. He actually comes from North Queensland. I love Squid because he just does stuff. He doesn't think about it. He doesn't give a shit about what you say or that sort of stuff. If he goes, I go, well, hey, what do we do that? I know that within a few hours, he goes, look, I've already done it and I've launched it and it's online and that sort of stuff. And I go, oh, no, we need to change things. But he just does it and does it. He doesn't give a damn. He just does it. He's been enormously useful. And so that was us. So we started. So he's up in right up northern Queensland. And I liked starting in Queensland because the Queenslanders aren't sophisticated. Okay? It's like launching Daxi in Cornwall. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's get as far away from money and finance as you possibly can. It's like launching Daxi in Cornwall and seeing, because if you can do it in Cornwall, you can do it anywhere. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and so that was us starting there, and we have a new leadership council. There are 7 of them in Australia, so that's Craig. So Craig is in Sydney, and what's good about Craig? Craig is Australia's leading guy at raising money from charities. You know, when you go into these things, and these young guys come up and say, you ever thought of giving money to Greenpeace?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So he's the star in Australia of that. He's full-time Daxi. He loves us. She, Amelin, is one of the top people. She's a Japanese. She's a health person. If you ever go to Australia, you have to stay in Amelin's house. She has a house in the bush, all made out of, like in spiritual things, and it's all of this natural thing that's beautiful, you know. It gets down to like, it's a freezing day because it just hit 18 degrees at night. Okay. And she has ponds with platypuses and kangaroos jumping past. Unbelievable. So that's her, but be under no illusions. So she does all these physical therapy stuff as well. And then we've started to expand all around Australia. We focused on Queensland and a little bit in Sydney. So this is what the leadership of Australia looked like. Do you notice what's unusual about them? Their age.
Yeah.
Their age and what they look like. Phil is on the senior thing, so he is 70 years old, he has more energy than most 30-year-olds you meet. He is like really into health and that sort of stuff. He's a total machine, Phil. Okay, that's Billy. Billy's also in the thing. So Billy is the world's greatest salesman. But he used to run David Lloyd's. He used to be big time company called IMG. He was the guy who used to look after Andre Agassi and all these guys. And now he's on the council as well. She is an English, but she dreams in Japanese. She's a translator. She's so good. We see a lot of her, but she's writing a book on energy and health. Bill, Rich, South African, Paul, that sort of stuff. Leanne is one of the leadership council. She is the most organized person I've ever met. Okay. And but she works for the government. You know what I mean? So she runs Brisbane with her. She runs Brisbane. She's on the leadership council. Retired lady, Janet. Her and her husband ran the company that supplied all the petrol across northern Queensland and things, like literally, you know, on farms that were the other size of the UK. And they owned this sort of thing, and she is, and her and her mates, she has a really big team, and she is probably the highest earner in Daisy. And you've never, and you talk like this, you know, g'day, love, and here are you, here are you. and her friends go, oh, you know, I didn't think I'd be in this, but I think, oh yeah, I just put another 100 grand in. Yeah, really good. Yeah. We don't give a damn where people come from. It's just what they do. Okay? How old you are with things. Nairi is a medium. You know, she goes, because of things. She tied by the police because they didn't believe her, and she just kept on solving where bodies were buried and all that sort of stuff. So anyway. But you don't normally see Nori, but she's lovely. So there's Arlena talked about. She's ex-property. Robin, she's in the Gold Coast. That's Craig, who's Sydney. That's her husband. That's a husband you've never seen without a thing. He goes, yeah, good day, mate. How are you? Because he's used to driving, you know, having this whole team. These guys lived in a place which used to have a shark problem until the crocodiles ate them all. it's a joke, but. And then squid. So leadership can